All right, so the Grays Reef Film Festival is coming up February 3rd through 5th. Tell us a little bit about it.
This year, the Grays Reef Ocean Film Festival is going to have two nights of 3D films. We did 3D films for the first time last year, and it was a huge hit. So, back by popular demand, we're going to do two nights of 3D films and transform the theater into an ocean adventure. It is really spectacular for people to put on these glasses and get to have an underwater ocean experience without getting salty and without getting, you know, cold or wet.
There are lots of film festivals that happen here. How is this one different? And what kinds of things do we expect to see? Is it, you know, big feature films? Is it documentaries?
All of the above. So we've got an emerging filmmakers competition to add to the list you just provided. So we've got student involvement. We've got films for kids. We've got documentary style. We have, as I mentioned, 3D. So it's a nice offering. The difference between other film festivals is the focus is on our ocean. The film festival this year will also include a piece at the Tybee Post Theater. So on Sunday afternoon, we're going to have a matinee series of 2D films at the Tybee Post Theater, which if you haven't been there yet, it's a beautiful, beautiful theater and a really fun place to watch a movie.
Is there any particular film that you're really excited about seeing this year?
It's hard for me to pick which one I'm most excited about, quite honestly. I mean, all of the 3D offerings are pretty cool. The student films are always so amazing because they are so creative, so talented. The showing, the screening of those films that are part of a competition will occur at the SCAD Theater, but we're going to actually announce the winner on Saturday night, so in front of the full audience, and so that should be fun.